everybody. Welcome back to another episode of First Over 40. I am your host, Christina Steed. It's been a while since we've gotten together, but man, does the world look different. That has been my delay. I've been working through the new normal, that is COVID-19, coronavirus 2020. And this has been a very interesting experience thus far. So I hope all of you out there listening have been safe, have been heeding warnings from either your city, state, local governments around social distancing and not being outside if you don't need to, only doing the essential tasks because it's critically important. If you look at the science and even just going back to understanding science that we may have learned in elementary school, the importance of washing our hands and keeping things clean. I don't have to repeat everything everybody's saying. I'm just reinforcing it so we can all be safe and make it through. So how are you all coping? I have been doing good. I am a natural introvert, so I'm able to be in my house and my days are super busy. I wake up at 5, I'm doing some meditation, I'm doing some writing, 7 a.m. prayer call, 8 a.m. working out, 9 a.m. start my work day, and it's filled with webcasts and phone calls and Zoom video calls and writing plans and counseling clients. And then at night, I'm doing a Zoom happy hour with my crew or Zoom games with a ladies club that I'm a member of, or just catching up with people who I haven't had a chance to talk to in a while through FaceTime, through telephone, through Marco Polo app where you can send video messages to people. So I've been talking to a lot of my friends, and a lot of people, of course, are having anxiety around what's going on. And self-care that I've talked about on this podcast a number of times continues to be important. Self-care, whether that's through meditation, through working out, through talking to people, through talking to a therapist, this is a good time to engage with professional help if that's something that you feel you need to help you cope. All of that helps to balance our immune system because, you know, you'll hear people talk about immune boosting foods. And again, I'm no doctor, so I'm not giving people advice, but, you know, my management of the way that I eat, the way that I move in the world, for a lot of people, and for me in particular, came through dealing with trauma and how to best serve and heal and repair myself for the past, I would say, like 6 years. Adapting Eastern modalities like Qigong, like taking certain supplements, like eating, just incorporating certain things in my lifestyle, came as a result of my need to manage and deal with trauma. So for me, I was saying this to some friends of mine, this is not the worst thing that I've ever been through. And I feel extremely privileged to be in a space where I'm able to work from home. And many of you are able to work from home and do things, but a lot of people aren't. A lot of people have to go out. Like, in terms of have to, their job requires them to be out. Grocery workers are now essential workers, which I'm sure before this happened, they maybe didn't think of themselves as that, but we should applaud them and support them and really, you know, be nice to them when we're in these grocery stores. I don't understand these people fighting over toilet paper, but that is a base human reaction coming from the amygdala when our danger feelings are set off and we go into this mode. But I do see this period in our time bringing out really good parts of people. And for myself, I keep asking, how can I serve? How can I help? How can I do what I can do from my home? And so I've done several things, from contributing money to organizing different social things to keep people's spirits up virtually. to hosting meditation on my agency's Instagram. Join us every Monday, Meditation Mondays at Explore FCG on Instagram, where I go live. And I am a student of meditation, so I'm just literally sharing what I've learned and what has helped to serve me in terms of getting through. So this is a great time to pay attention to the body and think about the systems in our body that we don't think about, that operate without our directing them to. So like our digestion, and really most importantly, our breath. We breathe all day and all night and we don't even think about it. And now what we have, a virus, COVID-19, that one of the most insidious things that it does is it takes over people's respiratory systems and shuts them down so that they can't breathe. And that's why you are hearing about these ventilators and machines that people need to help them breathe. And the most fundamental thing, excuse me, that keeps us here is our breath. And we oftentimes during the day and night don't pay attention to it, and it just helps us and serves us. So this is a good time to think about that and have moments, whether that's in prayer or meditation, to pay attention to the breath. Prayer has been powerful for some people. Prayer, people can get frustrated with it and think, you know, is this God putting a plague on us? And, you know, everybody's praying, but people are still dying. And, you know, I don't have an explanation for the why, because I am not in control. God is. But I do know that prayer does work. There have been scientific studies. If you need that resource, there are books in the library written by scientists and people who have studied the power of prayer and the power of meditation, the power of intentional thinking, using data-backed studies to prove that prayer can have an impact. So definitely invite you to prayer, to the word, to praying in groups virtually. And then what I have been most, supported by or girded by is my friendships at this time. I have some really good friends. I have some people who have reached out to me to check in on me, and I've reached out to check in on them. And for me, I didn't grow up with a big family. I didn't grow up with a close family. I didn't grow up with a bunch of cousins or aunts in my neighborhood. Like, my friends were my family and are my family, and I'm truly blessed to have some great ones who have been extremely supportive during this time and have been the family that I need right now. So shout out to all my friend groups. So I want to flashback to pre-pandemic. I was actually going to record a podcast dedicated to Women's History Month, because March is Women's History Month, and to talk about what it means to me. And in the new framing of the pandemic and how we're storytelling now and addressing our world, I just want to shout out the women who are keeping their households running. They're working from home, they're parenting, they're being there for their family, they're being there for their friends. And relationships that women have are so sacred and so important in how we support each other and how we see each other and acknowledge each other is so important. And so, you know, this happened and we got away from the recognition of women during this time frame. And of course, we always need to be celebrating leaderly women. But just to see how women are leading, my mayor is a Black woman, and when I see her on television talking about telling people to stay their little butts in the house and all the stuff that she's doing to help our city, I am so filled with pride, and I feel safe. I feel safe seeing her come on television and talk to us about what she is doing to protect our city, protect our citizens. So just shout out to women in government, women who are in healthcare, doctors who are you know, working to save us all. Just, it's been great to see that. So, and I'm praying for all of them, because to be a leader, man, to be a leader is to take on a lot of pressure and to take on everything for the greater good. And so I do hope everyone who is in those situations is self-caring as well as they can. So before we came into the pandemic, I had some cool firsts to share, because as you know, on this podcast, I talk about firsts. I had a chance to, in February, go to New York City to have a client be on the CBS This Morning show. My team at the agency was able to pull that off, which was really, really awesome. Got some great media coverage for a client. And then early March, before they were shutting everything down and telling people they couldn't travel and couldn't do stuff, I actually went to a women's conference in Las Vegas, Black Enterprise Women of Power Conference. And of course, the sessions there were amazing. My forever stand woman that I stand, Felicia Rashad, was there speaking on stage and being very all-knowing, all-seeing, just dropping some really mindful knowledge. And the statement she kept saying to the audience was, in terms of like dealing with anxiety and panic and maybe feeling like you're not where you should be in life, she kept saying, place your mind where you want it to go. And that is the foundation of mindfulness, of managing anxiety, of managing tough times. Your mind is, it is so impactful. It runs everything. It has an impact on your body. It has an impact on your health. And when we are in times of stress, high stress, like we are right now, it is, how can I harness my mind? How can I place my mind where I want it to go? That doesn't mean not feeling feelings, because there are a lot of feelings wrapped up into this moment, and you got to feel the feels. Cry if you need to cry. Yell if you need to yell. Punch a pillow if you need to punch a pillow. Get it out. But know, as Eckhart Tolle talks about all the time, the author Eckhart Tolle and scholar talks about, we are not our thoughts. We are the observer of those thoughts. Eckhart, Wayne Dyer, like that whole crew, because, you know, I'm part of that woo-woo group, woo-woo people. You know, we read all that stuff. We have the crystals. We do the yoga. We do the meditation. We're doing the acupuncture and acupressure and doing the supplements. I am part of the woo-woo crew. And those are like the top woo-woo people. And they talk about, you are not your feelings or thoughts. You are the observer of them. So you're always you always have the ability to place your mind where you want it to go. So the other first, which is a little, you know, just kind of a fun first, is I got to see Babyface and Elle DeBarge live in concert in Vegas when I was at that conference, and I lost my entire mind because I love Elle DeBarge. So just a little bit of levity on this podcast. So another bonus to this podcast, again, was in motion before COVID-19, is I have my first guest. I had a conversation with my girl, Fabia, and we talked about, we talked over some delicious tea and some homemade peanut butter and sugar cookies, which I need some more of those. My mama made them and they were so good. And we were sharing space on this comfy couch and chatting about being women and navigating the world as women. Fabia is someone that, you know, that song about no new friends, which is like the dumbest song in the world, because new friends are awesome. And she, because I would consider her kind of like a relatively new friend, because we've known each other for a couple years now. Because I've had people I've known for like 20 years and 30 years. I'm telling on my age. This is first over 40. But when we met, we just connected immediately. And she became a part of my tribe. And she has a really good spirit, like Chicago girl, world traveler, super mom, just a great down person, has a great wit. And those are like the type of people I love to surround myself with. And so we just had a really good conversation. And in the conversation, she shares, I think, some really good stuff around like following your passion, maintaining a balance in your life. And she shares like a practice that she does to help start her day, to help keep her centered. So I'm going to let that conversation play so we can remember a time pre-pandemic when we were able to get together and share and commune and have community. So take a listen and hope you enjoy, and then I'll come back on the other side. Peace. All right. So I have for my first guest on the podcast, First Over 40, my girl, Fabia. Hey, Fabia.
Hey, Christina.
How you doing?
Girl, I am doing well.
Good. So I'm so glad we could get together and chat. You know, March is Women's History Month, and I thought this would be a great moment in time for us to kind of get together. We're having tea, having a lovely evening to just talk about some stuff. But can you introduce yourself to my audience so they can get to know you?
I sure can. So my name is Fabia Tolhami. I am a native Chicagoan, just born and raised Southside. Southside. I, you know, am a marketer, a fashion lover, a philosopher. I think all three of those things. A therapist. went to undergrad and grad school right here in Chicago. Currently working in marketing for Tyson Foods. Mm-hmm. You know, loving everything about my life. Mm-hmm. I'm a mom, a sister, an aunt.
Nice.
Have a wonderful daughter. So I think I would say my life is full and it's beautiful and probably a constant work in progress. So.
Yes. And that's always great, right? Because you're always learning and growing as you think about your work in progress that is your life. So it's March. It's Women's History Month.
Yes,
we're looking at celebrating ourselves as women, recognizing a lot of our accomplishments. What do you have on your bucket list in terms of kind of what you want to get accomplished, whether it's this month or upcoming, that might inspire some folks?
Oh my gosh, on my bucket list. Oh, how long do we have to talk about it, honey? I have lots of things. You know, I think a couple years ago, I made the shift from kind of partaking in things. I think, you know, as women, especially, you know, women of color, sometimes we get into this trap of I'm successful and you want kind of your things, right? To reflect that. So lately for me, it's been about experiences and travel. And so I do, you know, I travel a couple times a year and I try to, you know, go somewhere internationally. So this year I have a couple of international trips that I'm outlining. One is Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
It's hopefully in April or May. Mm-hmm. So probably April.
Okay.
And then Bali.
Ooh, Bali.
I always want to get to Bali. Yes. So thinking of Bali for the later part of the summer, early fall, just you know, it's just beautiful there. It's one place I've always wanted to go. And so, you know, as far as a bucket list, this is really about traveling the world and experiencing other cultures. And I just think there's so much to learn when you are there and taking it in. And for me, it's also just a way to reconnect with my spirit. And a way for me to actually talk to God, dare I say. I do it on every trip, and really expressing gratitude for the experiences.
I love that. So a lot of my podcasts, I talk about mindfulness and how we, you know, take care of ourselves, whether it's giving ourselves permission to travel and have, you know, self-care time. What is your ritual? What do you do for yourself to do that, to take care of yourself spiritually and mentally?
There is not one morning I don't start without prayer and meditation journaling. Each day I will sacrifice every other morning activity for it. It is why I don't work out. So that might also be why the good Lord has kept me thin, because he knows that it's either going to be working out or meditation prayer. And I'm going to pick meditation prayer of working out. So
I love it.
Ultimately, that's that for me.
Okay.
That's that.
Mm-hmm. And then when you are doing that, so like, is it every day? Is it, you know, in the morning?
Every morning.
Okay.
Every morning I get up and I sit in my prayer chair. I have a prayer meditation area. I've had one in every home.
Okay.
And I actually write my prayers every morning. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to just be real corny, because first time I ever heard that was the movie The Help.
Okay.
Because that main character, Viola Davis's character, wrote her prayers.
That's right. I remember
that. And that's
that.
Where I got it from. And I just thought, okay, writing prayers, that seems silly. But then if you journal, I kind of just started tailoring those entries to God every morning. And I literally feel like if I don't start my morning that way, it's kind of like leaving your watch or your cell phone.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I think that's something that my listeners can take away in terms of like tips and tools for self-care, is making that time for yourself, getting up early in the morning, you know, to just start your day. It's kind of like it charts the path for you for your day. So you can come back to that when you're having a 2-hour meeting that could have been an email or, you know.
Definitely. And the thing is, as women, we make time and we prioritize so many other people, things, and situations ahead of ourselves. And, you know, if you don't make yourself a priority, then no one else will. So that's just kind of my thought on it.
Yeah.
For every morning.
And that you think it, but then you also live it, right? Because we can talk in these platitudes and be like, oh, you know, I need to take care of myself, or oh, I need to do meditation, but then we don't get to it and we prioritize other things over that time that we need to be spending with ourselves.
Absolutely. You want to hear a crazy thought, and it's going to sound so morbid. Sorry, listeners. It's going to sound very morbid here. But I have all of my prayer books now, because I write these prayers every day, and I just think, you know, I should probably get ready to put these away for my daughter. Some of them are very, very serious entries, right? But I just thought, man, if someone found these journals here, they would be able, it would be like the Diary of Anne Frank. The Diary of Fabia Toho. Okay. But anything that's therapeutic to you and positive, I would say you should do it.
Can you share a little bit about kind of the hobby or your specialty around fashion and kind of what you know, kind of how that drives you and inspires you?
Oh, my goodness. Fashion is, oh, I love it so much. It, for me, you know what? So I've had a love affair with fashion since the first time I remember going in Lord & Taylor in the Water Tower, when the Water Tower had someone in the lobby area playing the harp. And they had I. Magnin and Lord & Taylor and Marshall Fields. And I remember the lush carpet and how quiet it was and how exclusive of an experience. And I remember my first pair of Calvin Klein jeans and my white little Pierre Cardin t-shirt. And it was just the best shopping day for me. And I may have been like 6 or 7. Or my first pair of pink knickerbockers and pink suede Miss Piggy shoes. Would not get them dirty, and I would not leave the house with anything that wasn't ironed or anything. So I've always loved fashion. It was just one of those things where, for me growing up, it was the way I expressed myself. So I used to make my dolls' clothing. I was very meticulous about Barbie. I had soap operas, and they had different names. And so I just always kind of loved the, it's like it's beyond just the aesthetic of fashion, because fashion is highly subjective.
Yeah, I think for sure.
For me, it's about how do you express yourself? And so for it was really about expressing myself and through design and through sketching and drawing. And so I always say if I hit the lottery, maybe you'll see a clothing line by me. Mm-hmm. And knowing that there are all sorts of ways to fund clothing, I'm just not going to be a starving artist at this point.
I have to make
a conscious decision if that's not what I was going to do. I ultimately do still style people on the side. I do style clients.
Nice.
And I love to bring people out a little bit because a lot of times, even when you have a great sense of style, right? Like a lot of times we get tunnel vision into what we think works or fits well, or we know this type of dress always looks good on me, and we don't think beyond that particular silhouette or this color, or people who always just buy black or whatever it is, right? And so ultimately, for me, fashion was just about how do I express myself. And it's what I do in my pastime. I just, you know, I'm all about my magazines and I, you know, I'm all about kind of what's current and what's new and, you know, how to bring that out in people.
So that's kind of part and parcel to living your best life in terms of being this artist and letting that creativity and that expression come out. What do you think about as a woman being multifaceted, like having many different things that you're interested in that help feed kind of your spirit and kind of how you move through the world?
So I think that's so important for women. I think it's important for people, but I think it's important for women because here's the thing. No one is one note. No one is one note. Everyone has a bunch of gifts. And I mean, and it says it in the Bible, right? Like God has given one person one gift and certain person five gifts and so on and so forth. And if you think about it, I would say the best way to connect with your true self is to understand that you probably do have multiple lanes. And that you aren't just this one thing. And it's okay if maybe you're a teacher by day or librarian or whatever it is. But you find ways to do things that you enjoy. And you bring that part, you know, into your life. And I think that that's just really important for women because, and think about it. As a woman, we play many roles anyway.
This is so true.
We're moms and we're daughters and wives and those are all, and people don't like to say, people might not say this, those are all roles.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Right? And so when you think about it, whether you have kind of three passion points or one and you're in all these roles, you're doing that anyway. I think it's important.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Fabes, thanks for the tea and the conversation during this Women's History Month. I so appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. This was really good chatting.
Yes, and I'm proud of you, all that you're doing, and we'll continue to cheer you on, and, you know, we will continue the conversation because, honey, we get into it, honey.
And same here, honey, yes.
We touch on everything.
You know, the next conversation will have to be about, you know, the fellas or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have lots of opinions about that as well.
Yes, we will dish the tea on the next episode. Thanks
all
again.
Right, thank
all right.
You.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that bit of soulful conversation between me and my girl Fabes. It is so important to have your own tribe that can help support you in self-care and just conversation, right? Just to get together and kiki and laugh and really support each other. So I will be talking to you again soon. I did want to kind of close this podcast today with a reading that I shared on the morning meditation that I'm doing. Please plan to join me on IG Live on Mondays at 8:30 Central Standard Time at Explore FCG, where I will be leading a very quick meditation to help ground us and get us started for our work week, whether that's you're working from home or you're out and about supporting our economy and working to help keep our folks safe. So I wanted to close with this piece from the book of Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13. I have good plans for you, not plans to hurt you. I will give you hope and a good future. Then you will call my name. You will come to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will search for me, and when you search for me with all your heart, you will find me. Again, guys, place your mind where you want it to go. I love you, and be safe. Take care of yourself. And here's to us getting through this. Peace.